بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, I'm sitting in this absolutely incredibly beautiful forest glade which is on a little hillock hillside just off a lake, a very beautiful lake which is surrounded by forest. And we are in the north of Massachusetts, in New England, in the United States. And given the time of the year, it's the leaves are turning color, what they call the fall foliage color, and we are on what is called a foliage drive. You're going to see the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these beautiful mountains. We just finished praying Zohar on this grass, and I will post a picture of my view as I was standing, what I was seeing before me. What I was seeing was these absolutely massive freestanding solar panels, which are also self-generating, self-sustaining, self-propagating, and they also convert carbon dioxide into oxygen. And they also form the habitat for literally hundreds and thousands and millions, Allah knows best, of for birds and for insects, and shelter for animals beneath them. Of course, I guess you would have guessed by now I'm talking about trees. If they give off Wi-Fi, then I'm sure they would be protected, but since they just merely give off oxygen, we cut them very happily. The colors that are here are, quite frankly, I don't have the words to describe them. So I'm going to post a few pictures. You do your own descriptions. There are yellows and there are yellows and there are yellows. And there are oranges and oranges and oranges. And there are reds and reds and reds. And then there is the conifers which are green and they don't turn color. The reason I'm saying this yellow, red and orange three times is not because to emphasize the red and the green as we do in Malayu, for example, but to express or try to express the different shades. I only have one word, yellow, but there are like, I don't know how many shades of yellow that are here. As I'm looking up at the sky, I saw a blue jay just come and sit on a branch of that tree, on a tree which I'm looking at. And the color of that bird is again something else. I am reminded of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about His Qudrat, where He said, Sabbaha lillahi ma fi samawati ma fi al-ard. He said, everything in the heavens and the earth glorifies and praises the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jalla jalaluhu. As we were praying, we heard an acorn fall from the tree, from the oak. These forests have oaks, they have cypress, they have maples, they have all kinds of other trees. They have many of them I don't know the names of. There are various kinds of conifers. There are pines. The issue of the acorn falling, as Shaykh Ali reminded me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only knows that an acorn fell, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that particular acorn as an identity in itself. It's not an acorn which fell, it is that particular one. If it had a name, then Allah knows what the name of that thing was. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that this acorn would grow, it would mature, it would drop, and he knows exactly when, and he knows that it fell, and then he knows the future of that acorn, whether the genetic code it carries for another oak tree is destined to turn into an oak tree, or whether that acorn becomes the food for insects, and instead of being the source of another oak tree, it becomes the source of the lives of other insects and more insects. Wallahu alam. I am reminded of the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and this is one of the adhkar we do in the morning and the evening, with only changing the word in the beginning to say morning or evening, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inni ushiduka وأشهد حملة أرشك وملائكتك وجميع خلقك أنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت وحدك لا شريك لك وأن محمدا عبدك ورسولك. In the morning we say Asbahana, and in the evening we say Amsayna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Allah, I make you the witness. Ushiduk. Wa ushidu hamalata arshik. And I make the hamilini arsh, the malaika, the angels which are holding up the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, biznillahi ta'ala. Wa malaikatak. And all the angels. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how many there are. I am reminded that in the visible universe, which is visible today through the Hubble telescope, which is a tiny, tiny, tiny piece of the actual universe, and actually to even say it's a tiny piece of the actual universe is really an incorrect statement, because to be able to say tiny piece, we need to know what the whole piece, the whole thing is, how big it is. We don't know that, so we don't know how tiny this tiny piece is. But what we know is that that visible universe has more stars. The sun is a star. We are not even talking about planets, and we're not talking about the satellites of planets. We're talking about the big ones. We're talking about the stars. The visible universe has more stars than there are grains of sand on the earth. It has billions upon billions upon billions of stars in the visible universe. So when we're talking about the angels, the malaika of Allah, Allah knows how many there are. And Allah knows exactly how many there are, and we don't know. And so Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, I make them witness, who, however many they may be. And then he said, wa malaikatak wa jami'an khalqik, whatever you have created. Now that is where I come to, where I'm sitting here. Every single one of these orange leaves, and every single one of these yellow leaves, and every single one of these green leaves, and every single one of these red leaves, and the grass that we are sitting on, which is beautifully green, absolutely fabulous. It looks like a very well-kept lawn, and it's wild. And every ripple of water on the lake that I'm looking at, every streak of cirrus cloud in the sky, every piece of blue that is in the sky, every wave of the ocean, every gust of breeze, every single thing, every ray of the sunlight that is coming from the sun and hitting these trees at different angles, giving the same leaves different color, every single one of the things I said and everything that I have not said bears witness to the greatness and glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. أُشِدُكَ حَمَلَتْ أَرْشِكَ وَمَلَائِكَتَكَ وَجَمِيعَ خَلْقِكَ أَنَّكَ أَنْتَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ وَحْدَكَ لَا شَرِكَ لَكَ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُكَ وَرَسُولُكَ. And what do they bear witness to? They bear witness to this, that you, أَنَّكَ أَنْتَ اللَّهُ, that you are Allah, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. And there is nobody, nobody who is worthy of worship except you. No angel, no celestial body, no creature, nothing, 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 nothing is worthy of worship except you. Annaka anta Allah. La ilaha illa ant. Wahdaka. You are alone in your glory and in your magnificence and in your mercy and your forgiveness. وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُكَ وَرَسُولُكَ. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is your abd and your rasul. He is your slave and he is your messenger. This is the part of the azkar of the morning and the azkar of the evening. And this is the way that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that the way he praised and the way du'as he made were themselves wahi. So this is also a revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu inshallah. My brothers and sisters, I remind you and myself that when we do these azkar, then sit quietly in a place. And alhamdulillah, if Allah has given you the kind of destiny he wrote for me, wallah, Ajib, just
the opportunity to come to a place like this and to see this and to be aware that I am seeing these colors because Allah gave me color vision, that Allah allowed me to see the colors that He has created. Because if I didn't have color vision, I wouldn't know any of this. I would see the trees, but everything would be black and white for me. But Allah gave me that color vision. Allah gave me, first of all, sight itself to see. If I was blind, I wouldn't be able to see this. And of course, Allah gave something else to those who are blind, and He gave something else to those who have some of their faculties impaired, so they have something else. But I'm saying that focusing on what we have and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah began His kalam with that. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise and all thanks is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah mentioned Rabbul Alameen, the creator, the sustainer, the maintainer, the provider, the protector of every single thing that He created. Rabbul Alameen. Not Rabb of this dunya. Not Rabb of this dunya. Not Rabb of one thing. Allah, Rabb of Alameen. Everything that Allah has created. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us then the ability and the tawfiq to recognize this. Because as I'm sitting here and watching, there are a couple of one or two cars coming and going. One of the beauties of this place is not that many people around, but there are a couple of people. And I'm wondering, wallah alam, if they know Allah, if they are praising Allah, if they see the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of His creation. The question I ask myself obviously is that, why is it that given the same, practically the same ground conditions in the water and the pH of the soil and the amount of organic matter content and nitrogen in the soil and so on and so forth and the sunlight, given the season, how is it that some trees do not change color and some trees, when they change color, they become orange and some become a deep red and some become almost maroon and there are some which are pink and there are some which are yellow and there are different kinds of yellow? Why? And I'm sure the answer, if you Google it up, will tell you the amount of carotene in the leaves and the amount of melanin in the leaves and melatonin in the leaves and so on and so forth, which all answer another question which I didn't ask, and that question would have been, how does this happen? And then you would tell me it happens because of these chemicals and how these chemicals react to the sun and so on and so on. So I'm not asking that question. I'm saying, why does it happen? And that's what I want you to think about. There is a big difference between the answer to how and the answer to why. And if you just say, for example, we are sitting here, and if I ask you, how did we get here? We say, well, we drove on this particular road and so on, we came here. But if I say, why did we get here? And you tell me, well, we drove on this road and came here. You say, no, hold on, I didn't ask you that question. How did we get here? Yes, road, route, so on and so forth. But when I say, why did we get here? That's not the same answer. You can't give me the same answer for how that you give me the same answer for why. They're two different things. And that's the question to ask. Why is this happening? Not how is it happening. How is important. I mean, I'm not discounting the how. We should know. And therefore, we research and so on and so forth. That's the importance of science, which science opens the doors to the how. But why? For why we need the revelation. For why we need to know why it happened. And who will tell us that? The one who made it happen. He made it happen in a way which is the how, which is the science of it. But why is the reason that science works. It is the reason those fundamental principles happen. It's the reason why those things are happening. And that why is what the kalam of Allah gives us. This is the reason why we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kalam. This is the reason we need the revelation. This is the reason we need the hidayah that came to us through His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So I want you to think about these two questions. How and why? Go look and see the khudrat around you. And understand that wherever you are, there is beauty in what Allah has created. No matter what it is, it doesn't have to be up here, it doesn't have to be all these trees and all the leaves and colors. It will be a beauty in a different way. There's a beauty in the desert, there's a beauty near the ocean. There is beauty even in things which are not normally seen as beautiful. But if you look at it closely, there's absolutely incredible beauty everywhere. One of my great delights is taking pictures of very small things, of tiny little flowers, and there's one right behind me where I'm sitting, which are otherwise insignificant. There's one little daisy somewhere, who cares? But Allah cares. And if you look at the detail in that flower, you say, SubhanAllah, bihamdi, ajeeb. This little thing, Allah has put so much of the creative power into it, that it has so much of beauty, and it's just there. I mean, nobody cares. Nobody knows where it is. Nobody has seen it. Maybe nobody admires it. But Allah doesn't care. I mean, He did this. And so when we say why, the answer to me is so that we can recognize His glory and majesty, and we praise Him and we thank Him. This is the reason for why. But think about that and reflect on this. Inshallah, may Allah open our eyes and hearts to His noor and to His creation and to His qudrat and to His ability and to His glory and to His majesty, so that we become His obedient slaves who thrill and who absolutely are delighted when we see this, and then we ask for that which only He can give us, and that is His didar, and we ask for His ruya, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us Himself when we meet Him, inshaAllah al-musta'an, on the Day of Judgment. We ask Allah to keep us all together there, and to keep us in the company of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to grant us those ni'mat which we cannot even imagine as we sit here today. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.